Thank you, Mr. President. This document obviously finds anchor in the work of the Committee of the Whole and the facilitators, but it is also clear that the presidency is now exercising its objective judgment with a view to bringing us closer to consensus. Given that the time we have is limited and requires the exercise of decisive leadership, this is of course something that we welcome. Thank you, Mr. President, for explaining the methodology you have utilized to put together this draft, which we think is objective, balanced, and constructive. We have yet to study this draft in its full detail, but we can already see that this is a fair reflection of what could be possible. Our delegation will be constructively engaged to fine-tune this draft so that we can achieve consensus, but let me give our preliminary comments. First, we particularly welcome the reference to paragraph 16, and we are also pleased with the retention of relevant language in part 2, paragraphs 57, 58, and 63, which are important to many delegations, particularly ASEAN. Second, we wish to reflect in this section some language on section 3, part 3, some language on biorisk management. Third, we obviously welcome the language in section A, paragraph 1, subparagraph B, which reflects long-standing NAM position on the need for an action plan on Article 10, which in this review conference has already elicited cross-regional support. In the previous draft, part 3, the language on an action plan anchors it on the two components of Article 10, namely, first, the right to full exchange of all states' parties, and second, the avoidance of hampering of development and cooperation. My delegation could not help but notice that the second component has been deleted and suggest that it be restored. Finally, let me turn to the package of decisions that will characterize the next review cycle. Like many others, the basis of our engagement will be a balanced reflection of a package that fills three baskets: international cooperation, science and technology, and an experts working group to bring our conversation forward. We see that there is a balance between the first two, but the tilt appears to be going towards the third. We defer with the view of the US delegation that this conference is only in a position to make an aspirational reference to the establishment of a cooperation mechanism. We believe that this view does not represent the outcome of our discussions these past 2 weeks. The NAM has spoken on the need to establish a committee, and there has been cross-regional agreement or openness to varying degrees to the establishment of a steering group to accommodate the concerns of many NAM delegations and to establish it at this review conference. We believe that we still have room to accommodate some outlying concerns on this issue, but the contours of consensus suggest that a decision to establish a mechanism this week is already ripe. In consultations these past 2 weeks, we have seen an openness to an approach that would let the ISP, or the intersessional process, work on the details of an Article 10 and science and technology mechanism. But at the same time, we have also seen expressions of caution, which we share, about overloading the group of experts. Such an approach also risks holding the establishment of the Article 10 and science and technology mechanism hostage to what could only be, based on our experience, challenging atmospherics in any potential group of experts. The suggestion from the distinguished ambassador from Japan to cross-refer Article 10 and science and technology mechanisms in Section F could be a good basis for a landing zone in this regard. I wish to close by commending you on your efforts and again by thanking you and your team, as well as the ISU, for your work, and to assure you of our continued support. Thank you, Mr. President.